Good morning. Today is April 23rd, Yud Gimel Iyar, Tav Shenayin Gimel. We're holding here in Siman Tav Samech, the halachas of the baking of the matzah for the mitzvah of the starim. And we're by Sif Katan Dalid, discussing that the matzah should not be made by the Cheresh Shoyte V'Katan. When we're discussing here by the Cheresh in Sif Katan Dalid in the Mishnah Brura, where he says, what is a Cheresh? Hainu she'eino shoymeo, he doesn't hear, ve'eino medaber, and he doesn't speak. Dim hu medaber, because he does speak, eino medina bechlal Cheresh, then he does not fall under the category of a Cheresh. The cotton. What's a cotton? Hainu, we know what a cotton is. Hainu, shalhagir lo yud gimel shana v'yoy mechad. A cotton means he did not reach his bar mitzvah 13 years and a day. Uvi isha, in regards to a lady, a female, bas yud beishanim. 12 years. V'shoite, what's a shoite? Hainu, shema'abid ma'ashin noisnim loy. So, let me read the words and then we'll have to clarify. Literally, the words are, He loses that which you give him. Now, I think many of us might fall into such a category, and hopefully we're not shoytin. So, the Mefarshim explain, he does things out of the norm. We're not talking about misplacing something, but it seems like he does things out of the norm, and then give other examples of a person who might sleep in a cemetery and other things like that, what shoytim, Rachman al-Atzlan, might do. He says, it's strong words, meaning that we're doing things incorrectly. We're doing averus. And we're lenient, where we should not be lenient. And we're permitting young children to put the water into the flour. Now one might think, so what's the big deal? You put water in flour? We're talking about here, we want to make sure it's 100% kosher lePesach, the highest degree. V'shuloika dinoisin, they're doing this shuloika halacha. The nesinas mayim l'soich hakemach b'chla lishahu l'dasa yeshayim mersim and shinchav dalitz of gimel l'inofet l'ditu choyves matzah matzahs gazu. A person who has a child putting the water into the flour, that's part of the kneading process, and he has not fulfilled his obligation in making the correct matzahs for the seder. Unless a person takes other matzah, he will not have fulfilled his matzah, his mitzvah with that matzah. So, just to review, in Sif Aleph, we discussed that the matzah that one makes for the starim, for the Seder night, has to be made by an adult over bar mitzvah, as opposed to a non-Jew or a cheresh shoyte v'katan. The main points in a quick way. Siv Beis. Now, in Siv Beis, we're going to see how it's appropriate for everyone to be involved in the baking of the matzah. What does that mean? Harosh. Who's the Rosh? The Rosh is an acronym for Rabbeinu Asher. The Rosh is the father of the Tor, Rabbeinu Yaakov al Turim. Many of us are familiar with the Tor's commentary in Chumash. With the gematrias, we always like to hear the Rav gives a nice gematria. Oh, that's amazing. Well, many times he gets it from the Torah. His father was the Rosh. The Rosh was a student at Talmud from the Maram in Rutenberg. HaRosh hoya mishtadal b'matzis mitzvah v'oimid al siyosum zareis ha'oiskin b'hem m'saya b'yirichiyosun. The Rosh himself would close the Gemara. And he himself would go and be involved with the making of the matzah and would encourage people to make sure they do it correctly. V'chein roi l'chol adam l'asois. So it is appropriate for every person to make sure that they themselves go ahead and make the matzahs. Like tapo hu ba'atzma b'mitzvah. That he himself should be involved with this mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hei tells us what's the reason why the Rosh, Rabbi Noam Asher, would go himself and perform this mitzvah. The mitzvah boy yoiser mibishluchoy. Because it's better to do a mitzvah yourself than to have a messenger do the mitzvah. And there's a bit of a question which the Shaar Tzion asks. The Shaar Tzion is the Chofetz Chaim as well, who wrote that commentary in the bottom of the page. He discusses this, in Simen Reish Nun, which is Hilchos Shabbos. By Hilchos Shabbos, there's a specific mitzvah that every single person, the greatest Talmud Chacham as well, should make sure he's involved with Hachana Shabbos. Getting involved, doing something for Shabbos. Whether it's mopping the floor, whether it's making a potato kugel, I make the liver. Whatever it might be. I'm not the biggest Talmud Chacham, but I still make the liver. Okay, so the question is, why specifically over there we say by the covered Shabbos, we say you should get involved. So why over here is the rush getting involved? You don't find every single mitzvah that we say that you should go do it yourself. So Rav Nissen Karelis, the question is once again, to repeat the question, why specifically is the rush getting involved with this mitzvah over here of matzah, making the matzah? We know by Shabbos, that's when we are told that everyone should go make the preparations for Shabbos, as well as by Sukkah. Even the greatest Talmud Chacham should have some part of building the Sukkah, preparing the Sukkah for the Yontif. But you don't find that every single mitzvah. So Rav Nissen Karelitz Shlita in Bnei Brak, he tells us, because matzah needs a special L'shem mitzvah. And he wants to make sure it's 100% done, the matzah of the Starim, the correct way. That's why it's best for everyone to do it. We could get involved in making the matzah. Siv, yes. Siv kot involved b'matzahs mitzvah. O Mahariel pasak lizar kein lechatchil b'chol ha-matzahs. The Mahariel says that a person should try to be careful with all of the matzahs throughout Pesach that he should be involved with. Chein kosav ha-prichadosh. So too the prichadosh writes, v'gam ba'afiyas shar ha-matzahs. So too with other matzahs ha-nasahs lechol yimei ha-Pesach that are made for all other days of Pesach, he would watch over them, because the potential for mistakes that take place is tremendous. The Chok Yaakov as well, Rav Yaakov Reisher, lived around 300 years ago, he writes in the name of one of the Rishonim, the Shibboleth Haleket, don't just trust the women alone in regards to the kneading and the baking, women will think it's permissible, or they might forget and do something incorrectly. They don't realize the tremendous mitzvah in front of us and the loss of the aveira that lies with this mitzvah. That's why the Prichadosh concludes, or the Chok Yaakov rather, that it's many rabbanim who will be involved with this process of making the actual matzah. Sifkan Zayin ba'atzmoy, the Rosh went himself to be involved. We had triach atzmoy b'matzos mitzvah ad sheischamim v'yazia. A person himself should be involved with the baking of the matzah up to the point where he's actually perspiring, he's sweating. And he says very important words, the next few words, v'zed tikun gadol l'oven achomer. This is a tremendous kapara for a certain chait which is known, that when a person perspires and exerts himself to do mitzvahs, he gets a tremendous kapara. This same concept is brought down for every Shabbos. So a person is asked to mop the floor. He should realize the schus he has to mop that floor, and the more elbow grease he puts in, the greater it is for himself. Mamish literally perspiring to do the preparations for Shabbos. Let's go now to Sif Gimel, and basically in Sif Beis, we're discussing that, the review, that it's important for everyone to be involved with the preparations of the making of the matzah. Sif Gimel. Halosh acher zman iser chametz, one who makes his matzah after the sixth hour on Erev Pesach. Yoimar v'shas lisha, he should say when he's making his matzah, kol pirurim shiplu v'shas lisha, all of the crumbs that are going to fall when I'm making this matzah, and the rolling of it, so too the dough, which is clinging, which is stuck to the bowls, I am nullifying them. Because a person will see that he's mevatel them. He wants them to make it nullified before it becomes chametz stick. So,
is this, now,
is after the sixth hour, after the sixth hour on Yud Dal Nisan, Erev Pesach, when Chometz is already Osir, and the person is still making his matzahs, which he's allowed to, it's not necessarily always we saw the best, but he's allowed to, he should say that any residue, we'll call it like that, remaining crumbs, should be bottled. He's nullifying it. Sifkat and Gimel on the previous page, Sifkat and Ches, Sifkat and Ches, in the Mishnah Brura, right? The Koydin's man iser, afilo hayo biyoim yodalid, because if it was before the sixth hour of the day on Erev Pesach, shekivar badak shar chametz, even if you already checked other chametz, mikomokim ain't sarich loymar b'shas lisha. You don't have to say when you're kneading this dough that every all residue, all the little crumbs left over will be nullified. V'day loy sheyivato samach lesman isura. You're already going to be mevatel the chametz, like everybody's mevatel the chametz. So you'll just move on to it then. So he's discussing two different points here. The first point is in the Mechaber, he's talking about a case when it's after the Zman of Isser Chametz. In the Mishnah Brura, he's explaining that if a person is making the Chametz, let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, okay, then you don't have to make a special Bittul Chametz, because you'll just move on to whether you are the rest of the Chametz. Two different cases. Clear?
So he's not talking about doing this after he's already...
I thought this was in, you know, yeah, as later in the day.
Well, so the Mechaber is starting when, let's say, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay. 3 p.m. Which is already the Zman Isser Chametz kicked in.
Right.
And then the person should say, all the Chametz that are all the little crumbs, I'm mevatel it.
That's the second time you mevatel
it. Oh, that would be a second time. Right. Okay. So now... the Mishnah Brura is clarifying and saying, if a person is making his matzahs at 9 o'clock in the morning, does he have to make a special declaration that I'm nullifying my chametz?
Just wait till the time.
Just, that's what he's saying now. Just wait till the time when you are going to mevatel that one time.
Because the time they made the first bittul, this chametz did not exist yet. These crumbs are not...
did not exist yet.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So he says further, it's just appropriate to mevatel the zman when the regular time to mevatel the chametz. So balav hachi, hu aimer kol chamiro. Nonetheless, they'll still be saying kol chamiro. Vegam peirurin elu. So to these crumbs are bechlal included with the kol chamiro. Aval acher zman isuroi. But after the sixth hour, after chatzos and erev Pesach, mishinas the chametz ainu b'shusay levatel. The Gemara tells us that the chametz is out of his rishus, he has no ability to mevatel it anymore. The yesh lachush, we're concerned, shema lo yivarei min olam, he might not destroy them from the world miyad immediately. V'yavar al bal yiro bal yimotzei, and he will transgress the isur bal yiro bal yimotzei of not having the chametz in his possession. Okay, and therefore tzorich levatel kodim sheis chametz. Therefore, you're not nullifying chametz. You're nullifying this dough that can turn into chametz. V'afim einoy oimed sham, yochol levatlom bebeisai. A person can mevatel chametz, doesn't have to be in front of him. He could be in one place and he can mevatel chametz in a different place.
Not even necessarily in existence, because
it didn't happen yet. Exactly, that's correct. It doesn't have to necessarily be... We're not mevatel chametz here, because you cannot mevatel chametz after the sixth hour. You mevatel the doughish material, that dough, so that it does not become chametz thick. Sifkat and tes, he should say when he's kneading the dough, yoimim b'shas lisho, mikomokim achar ha'afio, after the baking, yichaber ha'bayis, he should clean up the house, v'chein ha'shulchon, she'orichu olof ha'matzois, and as well as the table that he made the matzah on, afal pi shabitul, even though he nullified the dough. Ma'ashe yimsom in the isa, yisrafenu, and anything which is remaining, he should burn it. The Yeshe Kosu, the Mitam Ze, Toiv, Shiyidros, Hapirurim, Miraglov, Ba'ofar, Tekef, Mishanoflu. It's appropriate that a person, after the dough falls on the ground, to trample on it with your feet in the dirt. They used to have dirt floors. So that's what we're talking about, to get rid of it. Koidim Shi Avoy Lo Dei Chimetz, before that dough would come to Chametz. Because if it would come to a level of chametz, the status of chametz, then you have to burn it. Sifkat and Yud, Hanidbuk Bekalim. You want to mevatel the dough that is stuck to the bowls, the Kalim. V'ayin la'el v'simin tofnun tesef dal bagah. We discussed just a couple days ago the imlosh biyontif. A person makes the matzah on yontif, his needs on yontif. What shall he do with the kalim afterwards? He can't clean the kalim that he's not going to be using. You can't wash the dishes if you're not going to be using the dishes. So the question is here, if he's making it on Pesach, how can he wash his dishes, his bowls and stuff? He says, now we're talking about a case where it's Erev Pesach, so you can wash the bowls, you could also scrape them beforehand and make sure there's no residue remaining. This is what a person should do. Make sure that he scrapes it down and washes it. Even though we're concerned, maybe he might keep it too long and it'll transgress Bal Yirah, make sure you scrape it off and don't let anything rise and wash it and clean it right away. So what does he say? He says, I'm making this dough bottle. It's nullified. Or he could say, I'm making it ownerless. But he should not say that the pirurin are hefker. Avalo yoimar, pirurin, these crumbs are ownerless. Those words are not good. The eina loshin mevoyer shemafkirin. It's not a clear explicit expression of that he's making it ownerless. If he would say the words pirurin hefker, the crumbs are ownerless, that does not tell me unequivocally that he is mafkir. The Asher Loimah should be mashmos haloshin shemi atzma nehein hefker. It might sound like they become ownerless by themselves. The pirurin are hefker. Did he make them hefker? Not necessarily. So we want to make sure that he says ani mafkir esam. I am making them ownerless. And it's not true, that's not becoming ownerless by itself. He's the one who has to be making it ownerless. That when a person says these expressions of making it ownerless or nullifying it, he has to know what he's saying. He has to know what the words mean. If a person thinks hefker means he's acquiring it, it doesn't help to say hefker. It's like when little kids come home from school and I remember one of my children when they were younger, she would say bisachon. She didn't know the word bitachon. She thought it was a test, a soft, this, that. So bisachon, it's bitachon with the test. So they hear the wrong things from the little from the motor when the little kids say the wrong thing. We have to make sure when we are mafkirit that we clearly say and we know what we're saying. Sifkot nirbeis shemavatim kodem chimutzan yit mevatel before it becomes chametz. And then and if it would become chametz afterwards, does a person transgress Bal Yirah? No, because it's not his. There's no iser Bal Yirah when it's not your chametz. So in Sifkat and Sif Gimel, to review Sif Gimel, we said that if a person will be making the matzah after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, he should say that any of the leftover dough, he is mevatalit, or he's making it hefker, and then if it would become into a stage of chametz with that dough, it's not his, so it's not a problem. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Dalid, Ein oisin srikin u'tsuyorin, we do not make images. I don't know why a person would want to, but they don't make images, forms on the matzah, dahainu, letzayir, bapas, kimin, chayev, oif. Don't make pictures of animals or birds on the matzah. Avokolmash oisim oisoi b'masreik. If you use like a comb, kedesh lo yispach, that it shouldn't like bubble up. V'chei mashem enakvin ma'matzah is mutter, and that which you make holes in the matzah, that's permissible. Mekomakayim toiv le'maher la'asoisam shloi la'hashayis b'hem. It's appropriate to do it quickly. That when you make the holes in the matzah, you want to make sure you use that shtupel, as Shmuel Novak told us, that you make the dough quickly, so nothing should rise. V'yesh la'asoyis ha'matzoyis, says the Rama, rekikin v'lay pas ova kishalechem, should make the matzos flat, like small little, I'll say less than pancakes even. Not thick like bread. Ki'ein ha'rekikin memarim l'hachmitz. Because the rekikin, the flat like pancake style, will not be quick to rise. Sif.
Did you tell me that mentioned that Svardish and
matzos? That's correct, that the Svardish and matzos are definitely thicker. Like I mentioned, I saw one recently, right before Pesach. It literally, to me, reminded me of the lafas. Right? When you go to a shawarma store and you see they put the shawarma in the lafa, so that's what it looked like, that type of thickness. So here the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, we should not make these forms and images on the matzah, but yevid mutarin v'achila, if one did make them, one can still eat them. Im lo yishav it's a urine, shir chametz, unless a person waited too long and it became a chametz stick. V'gam yoytze behen yidei chevosai, and a person can also fulfill his obligation of the matzah by the Seder night with these pictures on them. Srikinam it's a urine, lefi shehu shoye aleo letzairon. What's the reason why a person should not make any pictures on this matzah? Well, that's a nice approach. Another issue is also basic. We don't want it to become chametz stick. Person has the dough in front of him, and he's busy making a picture. So what's taking place is it's waiting around. The dough sitting around can ferment, can rise. So he says, "L'fishu shoye oleh litzayron," he's taking time to make that picture, upamim yavoli dechimutz, it can rise, it can chametzik, al day shiyazu through this waiting process. Afila roitz lasis at seer al day tfus. What happens if you want to take like the cookie cutters? You don't want to make the hole in it all the way, but you want to make an imprint. So it'll take a few seconds. So can you just make that imprint with that pre-made? You want to put your initials on it, but whatever picture you want to do, you want to pick out a picture of other matzahs in the matzah. So he says, "She'enu shoye klum." It's not going to take a while to do this. Afa pichein loy chilku chachamim asr akol. No, it's still asr. Why is it asr? It's not going to take any time. Lifi shaharoye shenefu matzos, because one who sees these matzos that were baked, any yadeya shenasu al yadei defus, he's not going to know that it was made through a form, a pre-made form. Right, this and he's going to permit even without that like cookie cutter image, and then a person will think that, oh, I can make my images on this matzah, and he's going to do it with his little knife, and it'll take too much time, and it might come to chametz. There's no difference in regards to this whole discussion whether we're talking privately in your own house or in the baker. By the bakers, after nachtayin kavuin mugolin bazeh, even though the bakers are quick and they're accustomed to do things in a very professional way, vein shoyin basiyoson, and they don't waste a moment when they make the matzah. Nonetheless, afa pichin is aser, it's still aser. Vafilu ima matzos hein rekikin dakim, even if the matzahs are rekikim dakim, they're very thin. Shein them emarim lachmitz, it's not going to become chametz quickly. Don't make pictures on them. So let's just finish here. We'll do the two, and then we'll take the points. The masreik. Then we said if one uses a masreik, like a metal comb, like a comb, to make sure that it doesn't raw, get bubbles. Peirush afal pishen nase kein tsiur ala matzah mikomakum shari. You'll take that stupel, make the holes or the comb, and it'll look like a picture. This happens sometimes. It's still not a problem, though, because that's not your intention. Your intention is to aid the matzah to help it bake better. Since your intention is not to make pictures, you're not waiting around for the picture to be made. You're just making those holes or the lines, and so it's not a problem. Rikikin, the Rama said that we should make them flat, not like not thick. I know. I have to move on. Even though we'll see tomorrow, it's Hashem sifhei. The bepachas mi tefach mutal asoyis, less than the thickness of a tefach. Can you imagine that? A tefach is like a fist. You can make a matzah this thick. even though he can. Says the Ramah, "Mikomokim nochun yoyis lechatchil lasoyis rikikin dakin." It's appropriate to make them rikikin dakin and thin matzahs, not thick ones. Okay, we'll stop here. Basically, the chazara of Sif Dalid was that we should not make pictures in the matzahs because then we'll keep it around longer and it might come to rise, and we should make thin matzahs.